1039 WDKX at WDKX.com. Tariq Spence with you. Today's podcast edition has to do with a judge in studio with us today. Judge Doran, hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
Doing great. I gotta first mention Judge Doran has been a part of the Waker Club, been a part of Memory Lane, and been a part and an instrumental part in Just Law, which is a great young program with middle school students going into the world of law and the world of law going to schools to talk a little bit about what goes on in courtrooms, different courtrooms, how law works, how the justice system works. First of all, I want to thank you for not only being a part of it, but not get encouraging and getting other judges to be a part of it and showing young people there's a lot more to the legal system than they may have seen.
Well, thank you, and thanks to Andre and WDKX for all the support you've given to that program. It really is a unique partnership. Mm-hmm. It's a whole bunch of people in this town getting together, work together for the most important cause, which is young people, advancing young people, trying to enhance trust that this community has of its justice system. The community owns the justice system, and everyone should know that they have opportunities in the court system, not only to learn about it, but to work in it.
Well, this is what brings us to the conversation of working in it. The entry-level exam for the civil service exam is coming up. I know that's right around the corner. And this is one of the things that we talk about, diversifying the court system, having more people within the community be a part of it, work in it. What is this exam and when is it coming up?
So the important deadline for everyone to understand is July 2nd. We need folks to sign up to take this exam by July 2nd. And the court system is a little bit unique. In order to work there, you have to take a test first. Mm. And this is the entry-level exam that's only given once every 4 years. So it's critically important, particularly from folks in this community who we really need to have working in our court system, so that the court system reflects the community that it's in. And we are doing a full court press to diversify our workforce so that it reflects the community.
Now, what do I need to do between now and July 2nd, you said?
Yes. So between now and July 2nd, the first thing we need folks to do is call our Judicial District Human Resources line, which is 585-371-3266. Anyone who's interested in working for the court system, would like to get their foot in the door for a career which for many folks has lasted their entire life, they need to call that number and they will share information. There'll be somebody that'll answer that line that works in our human resources department, and they'll give the person all the information they need to get signed up so that they can take the exam.
Now, straight out of high school, got a lot of kids graduating in June. They can work straight out of high school, even if you got your GED, even if you just got out of college, you can take this exam.
Right. Honestly, we have a lot of folks that that have their high school diploma or a GED that take this exam. We have people that have risen up through the ranks in the court system. Right now, they have very senior supervisory positions. They started out by taking this exam with their high school diploma was all the education they had.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to people looking for another career or career change. Maybe they are in a field, they don't want to get in that field anymore. They want to be a part of working with the civil service. Now, what do they do? Is there an age limit?
No age limit. Absolutely no age limit. There have been people that have, gentlemen who just retired from the court system. The court system, I think, was his second or third career. He retired from Eastman Kodak. He didn't start working for the court system until his late 50s.
Mm. So it doesn't matter how old you are. You could take his exam. And you know what's interesting? Every 4 years. So this is a really unique opportunity right here because you won't see it for another 3.5 years.
That's absolutely true. And it's really important for people to understand this is your opportunity to get your foot in the door in the court system, to become an employee in the court system and then rise up through the ranks. And we hope that people who start with us stay with us, because the best employees, the best part of our court family are people that are invested in it, who've been with us for a number of years. And we're very excited about the opportunity to welcome some new employees.
Well, this exam again is coming up. Do not miss out on the date. Before 4th of July gets here, it's July 2nd. And the exam, you take it, you see how well you do, and then there is there opportunities past that. Once you pass the exam, if you do pass the exam?
Absolutely. The first process, obviously, is to get signed up. Call that phone number again, and I'm going to give it lots of time so we make sure that everybody has it. It's 585-371-3266. Get on the list. Take the exam. The exam will be offered multiple times starting on July 16th through August 18th. There will be several sites throughout the community where folks can go and take the exam. Those sites will be announced in the very near future, probably shortly after July 2nd, but they'll be at locations convenient for everybody, particularly listeners of WDKX. So, but once you get in the door, once you take the exam, if you're fortunate enough to get called up and get hired, there are multiple opportunities to move up from there. Not only will you get all of the benefits that are available to someone working in the court system, you're in the state pension system, you get all the health care benefits that court system employees have, but you also have opportunities then to take other exams to move up in the process and become more senior, hopefully becoming a supervisor someday.
But in order to do that, you have to apply to take the exam by July 2nd. After that, you truly take the exam, and then we see where we go from there.
That's absolutely true, and it's critically important for people to remember. You got to call that number. You got to get the information. You have to take the exam. But you have to get signed up first by July 2nd. July 2nd's the deadline.
Just remember, folks out there, I believe if my memory serves me correct, that's a Tuesday. So as soon as the first comes around that Monday, make sure you have be signed up on that Monday, the first. I think the 4th of July this year is on a Thursday.
Right.
I think I'm pretty sure. I don't have to look at my schedule.
I think you're right.
Make sure that's set up and fully go. All right, before we go, everybody wants to know, what do we get paid here? Like, this is we're talking a job. It is an exam. If I pass, every pay scale is a little bit different. It starts at different grades and then goes up from there the longer you're with, obviously, the court system and serving for a while. So we're talking a lot of different opportunities to grow from there. But where do you start and where can you end up?
So you're going to start at about $38,000.
Okay.
And there are automatic increments every year. So one of the benefits of working for the court system is that your salary automatically goes up every year. You're a member of the CSEA, Civil Service Employees Association, so you become part of that union. Mm-hmm. They work very hard to advocate for their members. Just for example, in this level position, by the time you're in the system for 5 years, you're making close to $50,000. So, and keep in mind, you have all the benefits of that as well. Full pension system, which is a very healthy pension system, all the health benefits. It's a great way to get your career started, get some experience under your belt. And of course, we hope you stay with us. But if you want to jump from there to another position someplace, this is great experience to start your career with.
Judge Dorn, as always, appreciate the work you're doing and giving back to the community and educating young people and all the things that you've done so far with the Just Law program and WDKX. If you want more information, we'll post this information online at WDKX.com. Remember, the big deadline to apply for the exam is July 2nd. If you're listening to this past July 2nd, you have to wait another 3.5 years to take the civil service exam. Hopefully we can get that done later on down the line a little bit sooner, but for now, it's every 4 years.
Yeah, you're right. I'm hoping we can get them to give the test more often for folks that don't make this deadline. But really, if you're listening and you yourself would love to work in the court system, you want to get your foot in the door, you got nothing to lose, take the exam. I should mention there is a $30 application fee in order to take the exam. But you know, you really have nothing to lose other than the $30, of course. Good experience getting in the system, taking the exam. Hopefully they'll offer it more often. But we really, really, really need to have people, particularly from the community of WDKX listeners, to take this exam and get their foot in the door in our court system.
103.9 WDKX at WDKX.com.